Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio. Brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this is going to be a good one. Today we have with us Jeff Toney, and he is with Fifth Nine. But before we get into his interview, it's important for us to recognize our sponsor, OnPay. Without them, we could not be sharing these stories. Well, Jeff, tell us about Fifth Nine. How are you serving folks?
Well, at Fifth Nine, we're somewhat of a high-intensity interval training workout. We do what's called Metcon here. And, you know, various different types of workouts that we do, different, you know, one is for, you know, people that like the high intensity cardio. We have a special machine here called the Skill Mill. It's a self-propelled resistance treadmill. So if you like to run, we have that. We have, you know, our signature floor work, which is all the Metcon stuff I talked about, which that is the, you know, all out efforts with little to no rest or recovery. It's not very heavy weight, but it's very effective. And then we have the boxing portion of the workout, which is probably one of the most popular. So we do offer classes that don't have running, that just have boxing. For people that don't like to box, we do offer classes that don't offer boxing as well.
Now, can you tell us a little bit about what the importance of metabolic conditioning is? Like, why should someone consider working out that way?
Well, the importance of it is it's a great way to kind of maintain lean muscle. It's impossible to go super heavy, so it doesn't make you super bulky. But it also is great for muscle endurance and cardiovascular endurance.
Now, is this kind of geared to a person that's like a, you know, considers themselves an athlete, or is this, can this work for somebody that's maybe sedentary and is just getting into working out?
Well, it's the great thing about the way the workout is set up is everyone works out at their own pace. I basically give people a certain amount of time to get in what I ask for, and it's all very realistic. So if you're a walker, you're able to get in whatever, you know, whatever mileage it is in a given time. If you're a runner, you know, we've got that for you as well. So yeah, we do have the competitive athletes that still love that type of workout, and they might find themselves pushing themselves or against someone else in the class. We also have people that don't run and just enjoy being here and being part of the community. They'll walk, you know, on the treadmill, or, you know, like the boxing class, like I said, you know, even if you don't like to run, we have some lower impact stuff where you're not running, you know. So, yeah, I mean, I'd say it's geared toward everyone, no matter, you know, if you are that competitive athlete or someone that's just getting into it. Because we give you plenty of time to do the best you can do.
So there's classes that are geared to kind of a person that wants to do a variety of things in one class, or if they want to do one thing for a long time, they can do that as well?
Well, it's you know, it's a very efficient workout. In that hour, you're getting your weights, you're getting your cardio. But what I mean by the class types is we have four different class types. So if you are someone that doesn't like to run, it's, you know, we have this MetaBox class, which is just boxing and floor work. That's really popular for people that don't like to run. Then we have the full body class, which gives you a little bit of everything, the boxing, floor work, and the skill mill. That's more cardio oriented class. So our runners really appreciate that one. And then we have, for the people that just like to change it up a lot, MetaFusion is a great class. It's a circuit training class. Every exercise is 45 seconds. Also very little running in that, and very little boxing in that class. And then for your long-term metabolism, if your focus is on, you know, building a little muscle, and, you know, trying to stay lean at the same time, we do have Meta Boost, which is, you know, for your long-term metabolism. So you got heavier weights. There's no boxing, but there is, cardio.
So now how did you develop this workout?
Well, you know, it's basically taking everything. I've been doing this for over 15 years. I took everything that I liked and didn't like about, you know, different, you know, exercise studios. And, you know, I have a personal training background as well, but you can only service, you know, so many people at a time. So I got into group fitness, and it allowed me to kind of put everything that all my likes and dislikes from all the different types of group fitness studios all under one roof.
And then, so your backstory is you've been involved in fitness for 15 years, you've been doing different things, and then you decided to open up your own thing that was kind of built around this methodology you developed?
Right. So originally, my partner and I opened up a personal training. Well, actually, we took over a personal training studio that was owned by a guy named Stevie Raya from South Africa. It's Eclipse 101. So we had that for about a decade, and we just turned it over we sold to a guy named Alex Carson, who's also involved with me here at Fit 9. We started during that process a place called Stellar Bodies, which is also a great workout. I recommend if you don't like cardio, it's more of a Pilates based workout, specialized machine, from it's called the Legree Method, which we found, California a long time ago. Sebastian Legree created this phenomenal machine called Megaformer. So that's a great place. We have a couple locations of that. And then Fit 9 has always kind of been something that's been in my brain. And this is the first one that I actually created. So Eclipse was a training studio. Stellar was, it's a licensed franchise. It's our brand, but like I said, it's a licensed franchise. And Fit 9 is something that I developed and created.
So now are you looking to franchise that?
Eventually, that's definitely the goal. I went through a move from my first location, so it kind of set me back, and we're just now getting things back, you know, to where they were prior to having to move. And then, you know, COVID happened, so we've been at half capacity since. So hopefully once, you know, things settle, the numbers go down, we can start to get back to full capacity. That'll be the direction.
Now, what kind of safety protocols have you put in to deal with the pandemic?
So we followed all the guidelines of the CDC. The way the way that I laid out the studio based on, and this was before COVID, but everyone gets their own lane. So you're not, you know, originally we would share a lane, but because of COVID, you get your own lane. So the weights are there. The boxing, your own, you know, skill mill, and it's all in one lane. So right now we're just doing 10 per class. We typically, you know, when things turn back around, we'd like to get back to 20, so we could switch out lanes. But right now people are very well spaced apart. Every single station has, you know, we have wipes at every single station. We have spray at every single station. For gloves, we have glove spray at every single station, paper towels, pretty much, you know, everything that we need for every single station. My studio is open, so I have a garage door that I can open up and let the air flow freely. We also have windows, unlike most studios. So I open the windows, the garage door. Obviously, before people come in, we are doing the temperature checks. We've recommended that people wear a mask coming into the studio. Once you start working out, obviously we don't expect that. It's kind of hard to run or do any of the cardio with the mask on. Outside of that, you know, we ask that people, if you're feeling like you're feverish or sick, to stay at home. We're making it mandatory that everyone signs a waiver that now includes the COVID virus, and that people are fully aware of, you know, what they're getting into.
So now that you're just getting the word out that you're open for business, is there anything that you're doing to entice people in, or are you pretty busy right now?
Yeah, so a few things, because, you know, everyone you know, has different feelings and not everyone feels safe. I have started outdoor boot camps in the back, which I'm very lucky with my space, actually, that I have this huge back parking lot. So we've started allowing people that don't feel comfortable coming inside of the studio to be able to work out outside, you know, if the weather's permitting. And as far as that, our big push right now is just letting people know that we are following all the guidelines, that we are trying to keep it as safe as possible. And, you know, I ask for feedback constantly. If someone doesn't feel comfortable, you know, let me know what I could do differently. So, and we've had a pretty good system now. I haven't had any problems. And, you know, as far as I know, you know, everything's gone pretty solid.
Now, have you moved a lot of fitness places have moved to some sort of virtual or online classes? Have you done that?
Yeah. So starting day one, I did. I started, you know, actually I created a concept around the virtual, and it's because we, you know, we have a reputation for, like I said, it's a workout that anyone can do, but, you know, it can be as intense as you want it as well. My thing was at-home workouts were never challenging enough for me. So I created something that was called Metabata, which is the Tabata principles. And Tabata is 20 seconds of all-out efforts with 10 seconds of recovery. But what I did is I replaced the recovery with 10 seconds of somewhat active recovery. So you're really moving the entire time. But, you know, it's a workout that if you go onto our, you know, Instagram page, Fit9ETL, you'll see they're numbered from the first day that COVID started till about when we were allowed to reopen. And they're still there. So anybody, you know, if you're listening, if you want a great at-home workout, you have a great, you know, library of workouts there. Outside of that, I also, I have an app. If you go into my Fit9 site and Linktree right above, right under our bio, you can click on it. I do have an at-home app for people to be able to use when they go on vacation and things like that as well.
So now, for you, what's the most rewarding part of owning and operating your own gym?
I just love what I do. I love the community that we've built here of people. You know, everyone here is here for the same reason, to feel and, you know, look their best. And, you know, I love being a part of that. I love being a part of changing people when they come in and they have a goal in mind. You know, that's so satisfying, you know, to know that this is the place that they choose to be. This is the place that they're getting the results. And, you know, some people don't necessarily come for that. They come for the sense of community, which I'm so happy. I'm really starting to see that, happen even more so, you know, after COVID. I believe that people are starting to realize the importance of relationships, and they've seen some of the same faces every day as we've opened back up. And it's been a smaller group, but a group of very committed people.
So now if somebody wanted to learn more, check out those Instagram workouts or go to your website, maybe schedule their first sessions. What's the website again?
It's www.fit9atl.com. And we just started doing first class free. So anyone can go on there and just click first class free, and it's prompted to put you inside of our mind body system where you can actually book your own class. So that's something we just started. So that's good. And if you're not comfortable coming in, like I said, we do have on our Instagram, you can find our Metabata workouts, which is that's just body weight only. And if you want something for more long term, I do have the app. It's the WAM app. You'll see that in our under our bio as well. And we do offer the outdoor classes as well for people that don't feel comfortable.
Well, Jeff, thank you so much for sharing your story. Once again, that website is fit9atl.com. You can check out the workouts. You can get on the schedule, get on the calendar, and book your time. Check out the app, the Instagram. There's a lot of resources to keep you healthy during this chaotic time. Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you so much.
All right, this is Lee Cantor. We'll see y'all next time on Atlanta Business Radio. And remember, this work would not be possible without the support of our sponsor, OnPay. Please support them so we can continue to share these important stories.
Today's episode of Atlanta Business Radio is brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com.